Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Rick Spielman, former Minnesota Vikings general manager. Would you give Cousins the same contract again if you could wave a wand and go back in time?
Well, you know, when we...
The Rich Eisen Show.
You like that?
Earlier on the show, MMQB columnist and former Packers executive Andrew Brandt, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Coming up, NFL on Fox analyst Greg Olson. Plus, from HBO's Winning Time, actor Devon Nixon. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Eisen Show air. Hour number three, we've got Devon Nixon of the HBO, a series about the Los Angeles Lakers called Winning Time. In case you're wondering, it's not about the current Lakers. He's coming in. He's playing his dad, Norm Nixon. He will be here on the program coming up in 19 minutes time, an actual in-studio guest from Winning Time.
Love
fun
it.
Stuff.
Love it.
Debuted last week, our buddy Jeff Perlman. I think he was here in studio when Susie hosted, right?
Correct.
That's based on his book. Meanwhile, Duke has got a big-time problem on their hands. We are shortly before the four-minute mark of the second half. Duke just called timeout after Syracuse made another three. Duke's up only one. So, Brockman, stay with me here.
I'm doing my best.
Okay.
You're done.
Joining us here on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line is a man who's got a new gig to go along with his other new gig. How many new gigs can one man have? Well, Greg Olson, one of the best analysts on TV. I've told him this the last time. I really enjoy his calls of NFL games on Fox, along with former Carolina Panther and so many other places, Ryan Khalil and Vince Vaughn. They have formed a new podcasting company called Audiorama, and here to talk about that and everything else is the aforementioned Greg Olson on the Mercedes-Benz Vans phone line. How are you, Greg?
I'm doing great, Rich. How's it going, man? It's good to be on.
I'm doing fine. So how'd you get this? Did Khalil put you in touch with Vince Vaughn, Mr. Hollywood? Is that how that worked, Greg? Is that the connection?
Well, actually for once, it was actually the other way around. So I got to know Vince. I got to know Vince when I lived out in Chicago. We got connected with some mutual friends.
The Bears.
During my playing time when he was still living out there and kind of struck up a friendship and got to know him and his family. And now him and Khalil actually live back in Manhattan Beach, their neighbors back there. So just all of us have just kept, obviously been good friends for a long time now. And the two of them met just through me and our friendship with each other. And we were having dinner actually about this time last year out in Manhattan Beach. We were just having dinner and I was kind of pitching them on this youth sports podcast, which is now, the You Think show that we've launched. And I was kind of pitching them this idea I had about like this world I'm living in with youth sports and, the decisions that all these parents have to make. And here I am. I've lived this my whole life. I grew up around it with my dad being my coach. And it's hard for me to understand what's enough, what's not enough. What I said, I can only imagine what this must be like for other families. Like there has to be a show here where like we go out and we have these conversations and we explore all these different sides of this crazy world of youth sports. And they're like, dude, we love it, but like, don't give that to someone else. Like, why don't we just build our own platform around it? Between their contacts out there in Hollywood with the scripted stuff and the shows. And, we were able to bring in a really cool venture capital group that was behind Wondery and some of the work they did with, with Powerhouse Capital. So we just formed a really great group of guys that really understand this space. And Youthink will be our first, you know, kind of launch show. And we're looking to continue to add content and add really interesting storytelling and other pieces of content around it as we continue to grow the platform. So it's been a lot of work, but it's been a lot of fun.
So my bad, it's Khalil's in the sidecar on this one. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, Khalil's in the sidecar, and I hope he's listening.
Okay. Well, we love calling Ryan Khalil out. We love doing that. We love smoking him out. We love him.
He's doing some awesome stuff right now. I mean, he's in Brooklyn right now filming a show for Apple. I mean, he's doing like real deal work here.
Well, I love it. I just think it's terrific. So congratulations on that. We'll talk a little bit more about it before we send you on with your good Thursday. What did you make of the Russell Wilson Seattle trade with Denver? What do you think of that, Greg Olson?
You know, I don't want to say I'm surprised. I mean, I was surprised that it actually ended up. I was not surprised that those rumors had been around. And you know, usually where there's smoke, there's fire, right? I mean, it just seemed like there was a little that something was coming to an end. That there was a new kind of changing of the guard going on there. And you know, no mistake that Russ wanted to be somewhere where it was an offensive driven league and it was an offensive driven you know team and a system and whatnot. It was just a matter of would Seattle ever part ways with a franchise quarterback and someone like Russ, who's kind of such a key figure in that organization's history and has, you know, won a Super Bowl and, you know, is kind of one of the marquee players in the league. So, you know, when the news broke yesterday, I got a couple of texts from some buddies and they're like, Russ is traded. I was like, what? But I think it makes sense to Denver. I think Denver was one of those spots that all along always seemed like a spot that was a quarterback away from being a contender. So I there's not always a lot of those situations, but I feel like Denver was one of them. You could say Indianapolis was one of them. I'm sure for Denver, getting him out of the NFC was a big factor in sending him to Denver. So I think it doesn't surprise me. I think he can go there and win. I think that roster, I think it's going to be an offensive-driven system with Hackett coming from Green Bay. And obviously they have some weapons offensively. They got some young pieces. So I think it checks a lot of the boxes that he's looking for. And listen, with his no-trade clause, if he wasn't on board, he wouldn't have accepted the trade. So it seems like this was something all parties were on board with, and that's usually how things get worked out.
Right. So where do you stand on the fact that he's entering his mid-30s and for the first time missed some games last year? His MVP season the year before fizzled out, and that Denver's not getting the Russell Wilson that we all came to know and that Seattle came to love. What are your thoughts on that, Greg?
Yeah, I just think we've seen so many quarterbacks. I mean, we still see it this day with Rodgers and Brady, and you know, we saw Breeze play at a high level for a long time. And I just think we see quarterbacks play well into their 30s, you know, mid to late 30s, and you know, 40s with Brady. So I just think, you know, with the guy just being around Russ and seeing how he prepares and how he takes care of his body and the team he has around him, that, you know, you talk about a guy who is fully committed to his craft and fully committed to his off season. You know, there's no difference with him the day before a playoff game or in February training at his place where he built a weight room and built a football field at his house in San Diego. And I mean, he's sparing no expense. He's not cutting any corners. I mean, he's going to be one of those guys that is taking care of his body at an everyday, all-the-day type basis, all-the-time type basis. And, you know, I just think he's a guy that can play. He's been vocal about it. He thinks he can play, you know, past 40. And I think he has a lot of things that he still wants to accomplish. So I don't think I'd be concerned about his age. I don't think that's right now he's entering the part where that's a factor. But I still think he's got a good amount of ball left in him physically and mentally. He's about, you know, he's very strong and very passionate about what he does.
Greg Olson here on the Rich Eisen Show. And then, you know, there's the Wentz acquisition to Washington. I'll be honest, you know, you're a Washington Commander fan and you're hearing, well, they're taking a shot at Rodgers. They took a shot at Russ. They've taken shots everywhere. It's Wentz's gig now. I wouldn't be terribly excited about it. Are you?
You know, I think there's two aspects to it. I think you mentioned, I think Washington, and I've known Ron, and I've known a lot of those guys for a long time. You know, right. They understood. I mean, Heinicke was a great story. He's a great kid. Gave them some really good play. Brought a lot of energy to the group. But they all understood that at some point they needed to make. You know, they tried to bring in Fitzpatrick last year. He ended up getting banged up early, which made Taylor play. But I just think at some point they realized they needed to get better at that position and get a marquee guy in there, get some stability. And, you know, it's most likely not going to come in the draft. It's mostly going to have to be a free agent that they either trade for, either a free agent they can sign, or someone, you know, they tried to trade for Stafford. They tried to make a Russ, you know, make a run at Russ. And I don't so much think that settling on Wentz was the big issue. I just, the part that I was, that concerns me is that they pay his full salary. So I think they kind of let Indianapolis, who you knew had pretty much given up on Indianapolis, I'd be curious about how the conversation went when you know a team has to dump their quarterback, because they've already, in essence, made that clear that they're going in a different direction after just one short year. You thought that maybe Indy, you've seen teams in the past eat some of the salary of a big guy to try to get them off their own books and carry some of that cost. If they could have gotten Wentz at a reduced value because it was being offset by Indianapolis, I think it would, the whole trade would be looked at a little differently. So I think right now absorbing that, you know, was it $28 million? That's a big number for a guy that, you know, we saw play well at times last year, but the mark was always, can he play well enough when it matters, and ended up falling short in the playoffs. So I think that's a big gamble. I think it's interesting. He's very talented. I think we've seen him when he plays well, he plays really well. He's just got to find a way to not have the, you know, the down moments, right? The tough moments kind of sometimes outshine the positives. And when you're making $28 million and now you're on your third team, there's going to be a big spotlight on him. And obviously Washington feels like they can get the best out of him.
Greg Olson here on the Rich Eisen Show. Greg is your content creator of note now. the best ideas sometimes are just spitballed. We had one on this show just the other day. We have a new segment or idea. We'll see. It's still in its infancy phase. We don't have any venture capital behind it yet. But it's the TB12 heat check. On a scale of 0 to 12, 0 is he's eating frozen pizzas at craft services with Jane Fonda, taking 5, right? No chance of him coming back. 12 is him definitely coming back. Where do you stand on a TB12 heat check here? On the Thursday,
man,
before the
new
year.
Segment.
Thank you, sir.
You're gonna have sponsors lined up to sponsor that segment any day. I can sense it.
We can make a podcast out of it for Audiorama. We could do that.
Done. I would love. Let's talk offline. We'd love to make that happen. We are always looking to get great storytellers.
Okay.
Rich, we're happy to take you.
Sounds good. Okay.
We'd be honored. I'd put him at a 7.
Mm. See, that's where
everybody's in that
six
seven.
If you say 6 is 50-50, right? I'm not a math major, but let's just call that 50-50.
Right.
I think he's a little shade on the positive. I think
that's
my take. I don't know what that's based on. I don't know if that's based in reality or if that's based in just all of us football fans hoping he's not done. Maybe some false optimism, but I would go with a 7.
Well, you have experience on leaving football playing behind, but also trying to extend your career as long as possible. You know, had injuries that obviously factored in, and Brady, from all, you know, evidence right now, doesn't appear to be hurt in any way, shape, or form. As a matter of fact, he looks just like Tom Brady. So you have that, I think, insight, and him just leaving a door open. Why does he need to do that? It's other than that he's just being honest about it, I think.
I think that's what it is. I think he's just being honest. And I think, you know, there's two ways of thinking about it. I think traditionally the way people view it is, you know, if you're not all the way in and you're even considering retirement, then it's time to step away, right? It can only be done if you're all in. And I think there is some truth to that. But I think for a lot of guys, and I know I was this way, and again, I'm not going to speak for Tom, but for guys that have really poured a lot of their life into this, there's also the element is of if there's a little itch left to play, you don't ever want regret, right? You don't want to ever feel like you walked away when you had more left. And when I think about the way my career ended, as you said, you know, my last couple of years, I had that foot problem. Mm-hmm. In 17 and 18, and then I was healthy in 19 and felt really good going into the season, and then, you know, came back for one more year in 20 and felt good and felt healthy and had no injuries from the year before and had a great offseason and whatnot, and then I ended up hurting my other foot, which was beyond frustrating. But like after 2020, I was like, I'm done. You know what I mean? Like I got it all out of my system. I had no second thoughts. I didn't even consider it. I think for a lot of guys, people always think of it to me backwards. I think as long as there's that little bit of that life left, a little bit of that itch, a little bit of that motivation and passion to continue to pursue this at a high level, it's very hard for guys to just completely slam that door when they can sit there and be very honest with themselves and reflect and say, man, part of me, I can still do this. And what you don't want to happen, every player's biggest, you know, fear is that they leave the game and a couple years later they sit back and they say, what if? What if I gave it another year? What if I gave it one more shot? Did I leave? Right? And I think that, and again, I'm not saying that's what's happening with Tom. I'm just saying I could understand that mentality, which is why, as you said, he's kind of always alluded to leaving this door open. He's never really completely slammed it shut. And from that perspective, I understand the train of thought.
I also think, you know, I don't know if there's a what if for a guy with already seven in the case. It could be, you know, you never know, because you have to have that greed is good type mentality, you know. But maybe it's him just seeing, you know, Rodgers is getting that money, and it's not a money thing, but just getting, he's back, and, you know, everybody's like, Russ has got the trade, and he could just come back and say, it's my league, guys, you know, but don't forget.
Yeah.
You know, that they could do that.
Absolutely. The most successful guys are usually the most highly motivated, and it's an internal motivation where they don't ever accept that anyone else is better than them, right? Tom Brady will, whether he's 24 or 44, he will never in his mind not be the best. And that's just this inner fuel that certain guys have, and they channel it. And it's your greatest strength, but at times it could be your greatest weakness because, you know, it's hard to move on and you become obsessed and it's really all you focus on. And so I think what you're saying is real. And again, I'm speculating. I've never spoken to Tom personally about it. It's hard to know what's in somebody's mind. But someone who's played at such a high level for such a long time, he had a MVP caliber year just this past season. It's not like we're seeing a guy at the tail end of his career fall into the abyss and just be a shell of himself. He's playing at it as good as he ever had. That's a tough thing to just say, okay, I'm done, when maybe in his mind he says, I can still do this.
Yeah, look, we're not going to hold you to it. I mean, it's just an original idea that we just spitballed, and there's no venture capital behind it yet, so we won't hold you to it. But next time you come on, though, we now have a baseline of your seven. That's mine too. I'm seven also. My guy Brockman here is 11.99, right?
11.99.
Not going all the way to 12 just yet, but yeah.
Got to leave a little bit, Greg. You know what I mean?
Little wiggle room.
Yeah, you got it's that's called the hedge. You're.
Congrats on Audiorama. Send my best to Khalil, Vince Vaughn, and everyone else there, and Youth Inc. How can people get this? Just where all podcasts are acquired, Greg. That's where
we're all podcasters are seen. Listen, you go on wherever anyone listens to their pods, go on and subscribe and listen. Our first two episodes dropped yesterday. We talked to a world-renowned sports psychologist, Dr. Michael Gervais, and just really dove into like the real issues that are at hand, the struggles that families and parents and kids are having, you know, navigating this world. We talked to Jerry Rice. We got some really cool episodes coming up in the next couple of weeks with Cooper Manning, and obviously his son. It's been well chronicled, the experience he's having now, and Shawn Johnson, the Olympic gymnast, and just her upbringing and her life. So we have some really cool conversations on the horizon with people with some really unique insight. We are fortunate Invisalign wanted to jump on board and kind of dive into this together as our partner in this project and be along with us from the jump. So it's been a really cool project, and people can go and download and subscribe wherever they get their pods. And we hope people enjoy kind of going on this journey of kind of seeking out this information alongside us.
Love it. Love it. Let me know when you're out here in LA. I'd love to see you, Greg. Love to have you here
and love to hang out.
Look
forward to it.
Take care, man. Thanks again for the time. Always appreciate it. That's Greg Olson right here. Go check out Youth Inc. where all podcasts are acquired. And that may just be, over the next couple of weeks, never know, the new lead analyst for the NFL on Fox.
Oh yeah.
Oh, hey.
Maybe there. I don't know. You know, the Aikman stuff hasn't been announced yet, but it's there, and Buck.
So many rumors.
Who knows? A lot of moving parts. A lot of moving parts. A lot of venture capital behind that, too.
Oh, yes.
Paid that man his
money. Or Legacy Media Company. to use the phrase. Sorry, brother. I saw that. I saw that Syracuse fell in love with the three a little too much. Duke took advantage.
Really quiet over on that side of the studio.
He no call. Obviously, the ACC fix was in to get Duke to advance.
Hold on, let me see. Let me see the final score.
Interesting.
Which is fine. Good thing you don't gamble, sir. It was a 9-point victory. You said it would be 10.
So I lost that one. I would have lost that.
You would have. That's why you don't gamble.
Exactly.
All right. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. So much to get to with you before we get out of Dodge. But when we come back, Devon Nixon, the man who plays Norm Nixon, happens to be his actual real-life father in the new show Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty on HBO. Devon Nixon, when we come back here on The Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. 9 episodes for the season. Episode 1 just dropped, and the radio audience, terrestrial, back here on The Rich Eisen Show. Devon Nixon, who plays Norm Nixon in Winning Time on HBO here on the program. So you are reading for a... you know, going into this project,
right?
Fully aware that you are going to be playing your dad? Is that essentially it?
Yeah, yeah. My buddy texted me. He was like, you should read for your pop. And I was like, huh, okay. So I immediately called my representation. I was like, what is this project? Because originally it was called Showtime. So I thought it was Showtime on Showtime.
Which is probably why it's not called Showtime.
Exactly.
That, on HBO.
Yeah, they can't go against it. They can't have their competitors' names.
You're certainly not going to name it Cinemax, the rise of the Lakers dynasty either. So, you know.
So, this script came to me from a buddy, called my representation, and then immediately, within 3 days, I got a response. And I went in for a pre-read, got a call back, and nailed it.
So how are you feeling about, how is your family feeling about reading for Norm Nixon?
You know, my dad is pretty cool, lax guy, nondescript, really. And I told him I got it. He was like, cool.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Not that he wasn't happy for me, but I mean, you know, he won't laugh if something's not funny. You know, he's just that guy. So I think internally I made him smile, but he's the type of person, if I score 30 points in a basketball game, he'll talk about the one time I didn't get back on defense. That's just like the competitive nature of who he is. He's an athlete. So.
Right, exactly. So let's just say, for instance, a scene we just saw a clip for to our terrestrial radio audience, a scene where Magic is obviously coming to the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to take your character, your dad's job, Norm Nixon's job.
Mm-hmm.
It's a white party at Donald Sterling's house, mm-hmm. which, you know, at the time, who knew the irony about all that?
Right.
and Norm Nixon challenges Magic to a game, right? Mm-hmm. A hoops game. And right in front of the entire party, you start schooling him.
Yeah.
Right? And so did this really happen?
Off the books, probably, you know, they were competitive, might have gotten a game in, but, you know, it's television, so everything's heightened. So you know, they wanted to create that drama and, mm-hmm. you know, pit my dad against him a little bit. But ultimately, they figured out how to work together. It's just like anything. If somebody's threatening to take your spot or your position,
sure,
you're kind of going to haze them a little bit. And my dad had been on the team like 2 years prior, and he had known Magic Johnson won the state championship, was a phenom. So it was kind of like a big brother kind of thing, like, well, show me what you got, Rook, kind of thing. That's why we call him Young Buck mm-hmm. throughout the rest of the series, because mm-hmm. he was a young buck coming in with Kareem and all of these vets on the team already, but we hadn't won yet, but...
Sure.
Yeah.
And so did you reach out to your dad and show him some of these scripts?
I showed him the white scene in particular, and I showed him the scene where my character is first introduced and I'm getting the pedicure in the salon. And he's like, man, I'm from Macon, Georgia. I ain't getting no pedicures, man. Sorry. This is serious, right? This is okay. So I could say a little, okay, cool. Let me wash my mouth. Yeah. But he was just like, man, he was like, I don't wear any of that. But he was just like, do your thing. I'm rooting for you. I'm going to watch the show with him eventually, mm-hmm. but I'm low key kind of scared. My stepmother actually called me last night. She was like, I heard you did a good job, so we're going to watch it. But I actually want to watch it with him and see what he thinks. So,
man.
Yeah.
That would be, I mean, forget about the fact that he's your father. I would imagine any role that you play of mm-hmm. anybody who's living, right?
Yeah.
That you'd, sitting next to that person regardless. Now add the fact that he's obviously your dad. I mean, that would be intense.
And his thing was, you know, I'm not a fictitious character walking around, you know, so don't make me look stupid. That was his one thing, you know?
Right. Devon Nixon, who plays Norm Nixon in Winning Time, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. I would assume you are a Laker fan?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Born and raised in L.A., so.
All right, so when was the first, what's your first Laker game, your first Laker memory that you actually have?
I remember going into the locker room one time. There was this guy my mother knew. His name was Mark Scargan. He worked for the Lakers. He brought me down there, and my mm-hmm. dad brought me in the Laker room. I just remember seeing all these giants back then. And back then, you know, the reporters were in there where the dudes were changing. I was like, what is going on in here? You mm-hmm. know, now at this time, I mean, that definitely wouldn't happen, but I just remember seeing all these tall people like just towering over me. I remember I met Magic. I met Kareem. Kareem's actually been to our house a couple of times. Mm. My dad's still in contact with Coop. I mean, he does a show with Coop. And Magic, I actually just recently ran into at the All-Star game in Cleveland. And I was like, what up, Magic? And he was like, hey, man, how you doing? How's Pops? Blah, 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 blah. So we all have a good relationship. But specifically, I just remember looking at those shorts. And I was like, what is happening? You know?
of the shortness of the shorts?
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, and when I really had to put those on, I was like, yo, these are some booty shorts. I was picking wedgies out my butt the whole goddamn time. I was like, I might as well work for Chippendales with these things on. But in the high socks, you know? So I don't know, man. I just remember when I realized that my dad was a celebrity. Mm-hmm. And it was when we were walking around 3rd Street Promenade, because they live in Santa Monica, mm-hmm. and a whole bunch of people would come up, hey, Norm Storman, like shout him out.
Yeah.
And I just look at him and be like, you owe these people money? Did you work at AMC? Like, we going to the movie theater. So the concept of celebrity didn't sit in until I actually got older. And I was born in 83, like kind of at the height of it, so I don't remember too much about that time period. You know, my time period was, you know, Shaq and Kobe and Nick Van Exel.
Nice.
You know, who else? Elgin Campbell.
Eddie Jones.
Eddie Jones. Cedric Sabalis. Yeah, yeah. All of those people. So that was my team back then that I grew up on.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, the Del Harris.
Yeah.
I think, is that the Del Harris appearing in...
Arliss?
No. No, and Space Jam era? Space Jam. Is that like Del Harris was the famous Lakers coach for appearing in the Space Jam movies back in that?
Space Jam.
Zed Sabalos, I think, was in Space Jam, too.
Was he?
I think he was.
Yeah, Del Harris.
I saw the new Space one. Jam. Yep.
How's winning time?
Okay, yeah. Let's go back to winning time. Thank you for that, Rich. I appreciate that. Thank you guys so much.
What would LeBron
that.
Rather us talk about? Space Jam 2 or winning time? Or the current Lakers right now? You know
Man,
what I mean?
Yeah. I actually went to a game with some of my co-stars, John C. Riley and Quincy and Jason Clark. I think we went to the Pelicans game.
Oh, no. That was not a good game, right?
No.
That was the one that they came in a Sunday night and just waxed the floor with them, right?
Waxed them. Waxed them. And I was just like, oh, man, this is not looking
this
so good.
This does not match the hoopla of your show.
It doesn't. But, you know, we got a championship in the bubble right. era. You know what I mean? Nobody else can say that they're going to do that. Hopefully we don't have a bubble again.
Yeah, but, of course, right.
Yeah, right. But I think... You know, they just need to do some reconstruction over there.
Right.
You know, I'm no basketball expert, but I don't know. Something's just not gelling. And we have some crazy talent on our team. I don't know what's going on. You know, I'm so confused. I'm just as confused as the Lakers are.
Right. They do. they It just gets worse. Mm-hmm. It just seems to be falling apart.
Yeah.
And, you know, now the concept that LeBron should sit out maybe the rest of the year, I don't agree with that.
I don't think he will. He's just too competitive for that, you know. And I think that, you know, especially when we witnessed them come back on the Warriors that one year, made that crazy comeback,
right.
you know, and won the NBA championship. I think he has a fight in him. Hopefully, wait. What are the chances of us making it to the playoffs?
Well, I mean, it's the play-in game right now, right, Chris? That's
yeah,
going on, TJ.
Play-in. So you're the 9 seed right now. If the season ended today,
right?
The Clippers.
You play the Pelicans in the 10.
Oh,
and then if you win, you play the loser of 7-8, Timberwolves Clippers.
Got it. That play-in thing is a little confusing to me.
Yeah, it's play-in tournament. Yeah. That's it right now.
Hopefully, man. Fingers crossed for us. He didn't even say anything.
No,
what would you do though if you're a GM, Devon? What's the fix? Is it trade Anthony Davis? Is it explore trade options for LeBron? Is it
I don't know?
Russell Westbrook's got to go.
I love AD, man. I love him. He's just, you know, when you're that tall and all the weight on those knees, because you know, previous to this to us filming the show, I actually tore my meniscus. I was on crutches 2 weeks prior to shooting.
No. Really?
Yeah, because we were training so crazy. And, you know, I'm 38 years old, so, I mean, obviously, like, you know, I had to condition myself, get into shape. But, I mean, it's brutal, especially if you're AD's height, you know what I mean? Or if you're as big as, Zion,
yeah.
you know? That's why they keep getting hurt, because they're so big and they're so tall. You always have knee problems, all these things. So it's, I don't know, I just love him. I just want him to get healthy. And I just feel like the team will gel if that happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then Westbrook just, I feel like, has to find his way in there. Because, I don't know, right now I just feel like he's trying to, but it's just not happening for him, you know?
Devon Nixon here on the Rich Eisen Show. All right, let's get back to winning time a little bit here before sending you into your good Thursday here. So the house, I just want to stick to what we've seen already here.
Yeah.
We do know the way that the story kind of goes anyway, but I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah.
So the house where you're playing one-on-one against the Magic Johnson character, where is that house? Here in Los Angeles?
I believe, yes, it's in Los Angeles. I believe, don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure it was Lucille Ball's old mansion.
Damn, I love Lucy. Pay
yeah,
her, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Now, the basketball court.
Yeah, yeah.
The basketball court wasn't there. They built it. They built that.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you think? Desi Arnett? Fred Marks one-on-one, is what you're saying?
Lucy, you want to play some one-on-one?
Yeah,
he's like, no, that's not happening.
Oh, Ricky. You know what? Vivian Vance had a great outside game.
Just working on some free throws or something.
Yeah, right.
You guys didn't know Lucy had handles. People didn't know about her skills, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, Lucy laid his ass with the crossover.
That's cool, though. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. And we had a whole bunch of extras. Like, you know, it was a scene, and it just got us in it. And especially with the wardrobe, you know, the costumes, you know, and the set design just really got everybody into character. And it was so easy to make that transition back into 79, 80s, man. And then they built a forum inside of LA Center Studios.
Oh, wow.
We played different teams, they picked up the floor and changed everything inside, like when we had Celtics games or Clipper games. It was insane.
I wonder if the Celtics games, if the floorboards are dead spots.
It was
dead spots.
Yeah, to make it accurate.
So you literally playing on parquet floors, like fake parquet floors?
Yeah.
Yep. Wow. That's cool.
What did you learn that you didn't know watching the first episode? Because everyone's been talking this week about how much of a lunatic Jerry West is, which may or may not be true. Might be turned up a little bit. Did anything surprise you?
I knew a lot, but I didn't really know how Jerry Buss acquired the team. I didn't know that he sold missiles. I didn't know any of his previous, backstory to him prior to buying the Lakers, to be honest.
Yeah, and if Jack Kent Cook wasn't getting divorced,
And that might not have ever come to fruition. So I was just like, whoa, this is interesting, It was very revealing for me in some aspects.
What
a
fun show.
Great. Yeah.
I mean, looking forward to the rest of the show. I'm looking at your credits, and again, I'm hesitant to ask, but I'll ask it anyway because I don't know if this is true or not. Were you on one episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
I was. I was, man.
Give me the scoop.
Yeah, man, it was really, really fun. I played Will Smith's son in a dream sequence, and he has a flashback because he wants a house, perfect wife, perfect life. And I think my name was Shaquille, actually. Yeah. And I remember one line I say, he was like, go, because I was like a dork. And he hands me a basketball. And I'm like, what is this, Dad? I'm like, are you referring to the sport with spherical objects on the opposite ends of the court? I literally say that. And so that's really funny that you brought that up because it has to do with ball. So that was a really fun episode for me to shoot. Will Smith was incredible. And hope he wins the Academy Award for King Richard.
Yes, actually, right. You know what I mean? He's incredible in that role.
Yeah.
So do you still get a residual check from that?
Oh, yeah, man.
What is it, 13 cents?
Probably, yeah. You're about right.
I can go residual.
Doesn't it cost more to print paper?
It does.
Then sometimes to give you 13 cents?
You know what, Devon, you may have missed my not one but two star turns as male reporter on CSI Miami in two different episodes.
Hey,
you may have missed it.
Yeah, you came a long way, Rich.
But I will sometimes get a check for like 8 cents.
Yeah.
And the stamp costs 55.
Yeah. I've gotten a check for a penny before.
Is that right?
I swear.
Damn straight you cash it, though, right?
Yeah, I did like a little voiceover on Bebe's Kids, and I got a check for a penny.
We don't
die. I was like, ballin'.
We multiply.
Drinks on me.
Wow. Yeah. Well, and the Bodyguard, you were in Bodyguard as well?
Yeah, that was a really cool part of my career. Got to meet Whitney Houston, Kevin Costner, obviously. And aside from them, I was 8 when I did it. I didn't really even care who they were. I was just infatuated with the snow that I saw for the first time in Lake Tahoe, because that's where we filmed.
Uh-huh.
When I'm about to, die on the boat and the boat's about to blow up.
Spoiler
I didn't
alert.
Care about anything but the snow. I was like, can we get to Lake Tahoe, please? And my mom's like, don't you know who this is? I was like, don't care. I want to make a snowball.
don't care.
I just could not imagine if I was 8 and I saw Whitney Houston.
I know.
Said, oh, my God.
This
could be one of the most beautiful people I've ever laid.
And she was, man. She would sing to me in the trailer.
Come on.
And I was, And I was like, wow, you can sing? I was like, wow, this is sick. Cool. Thank you.
Life is wild, man.
It is wild.
Now you're playing your dad on a red hot show on HBO and just one episode in. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And I look forward to seeing the way the rest of this series plays out because it's a ton of fun.
Thank you.
Just a ton of fun. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. You got a Devon.
Hey, awesome. Your dad was a former Clipper. I mean, you ever thought about jumping ship? And that's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know,
by the way, he brought
the riders. Look, hey, man, you should come on board. I'll talk to Max and Rodney and Jim and all of them. Yeah, man.
Just saying, I broke out my Norm Nixon Clippers jersey today for you. You know?
He was an all-star on the Clippers and the Lakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm very well aware of where
you're
from.
You know more stats than me, so let me shut up before you start.
not at all. I just like the fact, TJ, that you're shooting your shot right now.
Always, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to rep the Clips.
But, like, what would you do if you actually renounced the Lakers on this program for the Clippers? Like, what would that go over well? You think?
Yeah. don't know, Rich. You're putting me in a tough position.
He's royalty in both locker rooms, so it doesn't matter.
The Clippers and Lakers is two opposite ends with a spheroid hoop or whatever that line is. Okay. Great to see you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you guys so much.
You got it. Devon Nixon, everybody. Check out again. Winning Time airing Sunday nights at 9 Eastern on HBO and HBO Max. We're back to finish up the show and your phone calls at 844-204-RICH. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
Well done. Why do golfers usually play a blade putter, you may ask? Is it the way it feels or looks? Maybe it's the pros they see on TV playing one and think, maybe I should too. The truth is, though, you usually sacrifice a lot of forgiveness to play a blade until, the new Trihot 5K from Odyssey I've been telling you about came along. They have built a blade unlike any other, engineered using multi-material construction to dramatically increase forgiveness, something called MOI, and at 5,000 MOI, thus the 5K and the Trihot 5K. It's the kind of forgiveness you'd expect from a mallet now delivered in a blade. And Trihot 5K comes in classic blade shapes as well as more oversized models like the double and triple wide. Each one comes with the legendary white hot insert. Yep, the most popular insert ever is back with its original feel, sound, and performance. With the Odyssey Trihot 5K, the days of sacrificing performance to play a blade are over, because it's truly a blade unlike any other. See the Trihot 5K lineup at odysseygolf.com. Are there some spaces and names missing on your...
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
So you just want to go to the longest person?
Yep.
Yeah, I kind of do.
Okay, so that's line four.
Line four.
Someone wants to talk about the Packers.
Okay.
We don't know who it is.
Who
or
are you
from.
And where are you from? Person wants to talk about the Packers on line four. I feel like this is like, what's my line? I know what your line is. Yeah, go for it.
This is Nathan from LA.
Hey! What's up, Nathan? What's going on, brother?
So my question is, and this question came up before I heard everything Andrew Brandt had to say.
Yes, sir.
But now that Andrew Rodgers is committed to, do you think the Packers are willing to make some form of all-in play? Not maybe the way the Rams did it, but let's say, you think they're willing to go shopping and maybe run up the debt on the credit card?
I don't know if the Rams really are running up the debt on the credit card. I mean, the Rams just utilized a lot of draft choices, it seems, you know. And
well, that was the Rams' way, yeah. Just to fire sale a lot of draft picks. I'm not sure if that's the way the Packers would want to do it, but are they willing to make an all-in play one way or the other?
They clearly have. You know, Andrew's, you know, really wise and bright. We've got Joe Banner on tomorrow's show as well. He will no doubt have a unique take on this as well. It sure seems like the Packers are going all in right now. And if it is a fire sale type of future for them, thanks for the call, Nathan. Appreciate it. And thank you for identifying yourself. If it is a future fire sale situation, maybe the, what would you say, the Green Bay sunset off of Lambeau Field will gleam off of the cash register of the
the new share
and it'll reflect off of Mike Del Tufo's two shares of stock, and you know what? It won't matter because it'll eventually reflect off the Lombardi Trophy. And I think I'm speaking for all owners of worthless stock.
Yes,
that is not worthless to Green
Bay.
So
the new sale is complete, Rich. There's 176,000 new shareholders, just about 65 million in fake stock.
Fake? It's not fake.
It is fake. It has nothing. It has no value.
No fakes.
You just gave the Packers money to in turn give it all to Aaron Rodgers.
Do you have a problem with that as an owner?
Actually, I paid a long time ago for that, so I did not pay for this contract.
Oh, so, but you could take your stock off the wall. Could you go to a secondary market and sell it?
I guarantee someone would buy it. I guarantee it if I went. Could you do it? I'll bring it in. We'll do it. I swear I'll do it.
Hold on, let me check
it. I'll see how much I can get on eBay.
Mike, check a second.
Someone will buy it.
I don't know. Is that something I can... Do I need to check with NFL compliance before I give Rich Eisen show property?
Coming from people that tried to get one and got shut out. In this room. That's enough said.
Excuse me. We didn't get shut out in this room. We bailed because we didn't want to wait.
The wait line was so long.
Just bringing it full circle. Don't you know I have problems waiting?
Yes.
I won't wait now 2 minutes, in line for us. Yeah.
Well, especially if the spider's coming.
Yeah, spider. Parachuting spider.
Dance that trick over here, I'm big out. Spider.
Yeah. No, he ain't dancing anything if it's a spider.
Dude, I would shoot that spider, too.
That's done. Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
With what, though?
Jimmy in San Antonio, you're on the program. What's up, Jimmy?
Well, I've been waiting longer than you would for me if we were at the airport.
Touche, sir.
Get him.
Touche. Touche. Thank you for doing it.
TJ, your line was, Lucy had handles? I like that as a fantasy
good fantasy name.
Maybe.
Oh, write that down. Write it down.
For basketball season. Basketball.
Yeah. Okay.
And then on Mr. Brandt.
Yes.
This whole week, has this been one of the best breaking news weeks of your life?
You know what? Being on the air live for the Russell Wilson and Carson Wentz trades is the benefit, I guess, of stepping in. You know what? And between the hours of 12 and 3 Eastern, it's been a fun week. It has.
So here's what happened today at the beginning of your show on Peacock.
Okay.
Mr. Brandt comes on, starts delivering all this information, and Rich, you look like Agent Kuyon in Usual Suspects when he figured out the Kaize Soze.
I dropped the mug.
You dropped the mug, and everyone else did. We were like, wait a minute, this adds up to being plausible.
Yeah.
Do it all again.
I know, and poof. Like Kaiser Soze, the 4-year new money deal is gone, potentially.
Bye-bye.
It's all about the out. That could be another fantasy team if he does it.
And did you just hang up on him?
Oh!
I was about to say, Jimmy's just doing
that. No, actually, I didn't.
No, you did. You accidentally clicked line one.
You leaned on it.
Which is the ghost of Paul Allen.
Sorry about that.
What do you mean, the ghost of... What are you talking
about? The ghost
of Paul
Allen is on line
Please call
one.
Back. I'm
Who's
sorry.
Who's this on line one?
I go to line one. The ghost of Paul Allen.
Ghost of Paul Allen.
Is it really such a thing?
Yeah. So.
Hello? Ghost of Paul Allen, you there?
Yeah, I've got eternity for you, Rich. It's a good thing. But I've got a bone to pick. Hey, Clark, grind down. Turn those grindstones off and put those axes down. I got axes to grind with. You know, that Bill Gates guy. I know.
Is this Bill Burr?
You know, I've been after this kid from Stanford, this Luck guy. I finally got him. What do you want? That's a great trade.
Okay. We're off the rails. Please, that's enough, Mike.
Sorry.
Great job hanging up on an actual fan of the show. As opposed to somebody who was trying to get a 2-drink minimum.
I was in that call on the computer,
so I had to bend over.
What are you doing?
No, something went wrong on my main
computer.
Something
went wrong on the thing.
It's always something. It's always something.
On the wrong thing.
Not that I had a slip or a bump.
You know what? Bring in your stock tomorrow. I want to see it.
I think it's on my desk.
It's on your. You don't even know where it is.
No, I know. It's in a Green Bay envelope.
How about this?
I think it's on my desk.
This guy and everyone like him.
Oh my God.
Allows the Packers to take that money and give it right to Aaron Rodgers.
No, my money was given to Brett Favre, I believe.
Oh, that's how long ago it was.
Yeah, that's how long ago it was.
Yeah, or the Jumbotrons.
Or Doug Peterson to back him up.
Yeah.
Peterson. Fun show today. Devon Nixon, that was fun. Wow, Greg Olson, also Albert Breer, and perfect analogy. It was like the end of, I was Agent Kuyon at the end of The Usual Suspects. I can't believe he's just been reading off the board.
Drops the mug.
It's about the Kobayashi. I dropped the mug.
Wow.
Wow.